Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Happy New Year, listeners. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. You have found the program to engage, educate, encourage, and empower military spouses and families all over the world. This is episode number 790, and I'm your host, Chrissy Gibbs, Army Wife Network's content curator, here to kick off our 16th year on the air.
And I'm Annika Mathitis, Army Wife Network's podcast production assistant. We have some great stuff in store for you in this episode as our first episode in 2021. First up, we will be sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mill spouse life. Then in just a bit, we'll hear from Army Wife Network owner and commander, Sherita Knobloch, as she chats with Susan Miller, the founder of Just Moved and author of After the Boxes Are Unpacked. Susan will bring hope, encouragement, and practical tips to any of you uprooted spouses as you PCS.
With a PCS on the horizon, I know I'll be listening closely. Now, before we hear from Susan and Sherita, hey, Annika, let's catch up a bit. What's new?
Oh, man, there is a lot. I mean, 2021 is kind of a big year. I started a new job.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Tell us about it.
Yes. I am a hospital social worker. Especially with the pandemic and the vaccines coming out. It's definitely a big time in the hospital right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it's been a ride so far, but I'm excited to just jump in and be a full-time social worker.
That's so exciting. We have, obviously I said we have a PCS on the horizon, so We are trying to like get our minds prepared for that here. And
yeah, where are you going? Yeah,
we will be heading to Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. Ooh. And so it's a little different. We are in Florida right now, so the temperatures are going to be a little bit of a change. But, you know, we haven't been in snow in a long time, so we could use it, I guess.
Yes, for sure. Well, it's so fun when we get to connect with one another, Chrissy. But it is now time to check in with this week's Resource Recon brought to you from our ever-empowering band of bloggers. This week's spotlight comes from Anna Larson in a blog titled Military Life, This or That. She discusses her favorite this or that posts on social media, like, do you like coffee or tea, the mountains or the beach, and how it's silly that there aren't any military versions. So here is what she writes. Our lives are dictated to us by the unknown forces that we call branch in my home. PCS locations are up for bid in the marketplace. And when it's promotion time, you never see the faces behind the board. So why do we stick with it? What is it that makes this life of non-options something that we choose to do year after year? What if I told you that it's an answer that I tend to roll my eyes at? What if I told you it's because military life and all its trials and sacrifices are key to personal growth, learning to love myself and be proud of who I am? What did you like most about that, Chrissy?
Oh, wow. That just spoke to my soul. I feel like, you know, our day-to-day life, it just seems like it could be a struggle, all that monotonous stuff that you're going through. But then when you look back and you really kind of see the changes and the growth that you've made, it's just, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really like this blog. Anna did a great job of kind of breaking it down and saying, you know, PCS is crazy and we don't really get these options, but you know what we do have? We have independence, we have super strong friendships, and a lot of other things. So definitely check out that blog, listeners.
Yes. I can always find inspiration, validation, and some information in our blogs. So beyond our blog, we also have empowering things taking place in real life with our Empowerment Patrol report. And after all that, we have another resource. We're going to check in with Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, as she shares this week's top stories. So let's jump into it. Here's Amanda Bicknies, our empowerment agent, with this week's Empowerment Patrol report.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol report. Today, we are showcasing Army Wife Network's Platoon Member of the Month recipient, Allie Alvarez. Allie shares that she grew up as a Navy child with 18 years of travel and moves for her dad's career as an officer. She shares that it was sometimes sad, but she is so grateful for the experience. Because of their move to Japan, she met her husband as a senior in high school. Allie and her husband married 3 years after meeting, right after he graduated Army boot camp, all while in the heat of the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, they had to push their wedding back 3 months due to it, and were only able to have immediate family members present to avoid large gatherings, and some family had to join via FaceTime. However, they felt that that was the best choice for the safety of all their family and friends. Allie shares that despite all of these things, their day was absolutely perfect in every way. They are now currently at their first duty station in Texas and preparing for his first deployment 10 months apart after being married for only 4. She shares that it's definitely a lot to deal with emotionally, but the military has given them the chance to meet, travel the world, and grow as individuals as well as together. So she wouldn't change a thing about their military family life. Both their fathers still serve, and Allie says she feels so blessed for the opportunity for her growing family to support her husband as he serves the country they both love so much. Go Army! Wow, it was great to hear a little about Allie's story. Thank you so much again to Allie Alvarez for showing your amazing support for Army Wife Network and empowering other MIL spouses. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we're never completely alone on this military life journey.
No news is typically good news in this military life,
except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Happy New Year, Chrissy and Annika. It's good to be back. Here are this week's top stories. Defense Finance Accounting Service, DFAS, announced an extended collection period for the 2020 Social Security Tax Deferral. The Consolidated Appropriation Act 2021 was passed and will now collect deferred payments over a series of 24 installments. DFAS will automatically collect the deferment from January 2021 through December 31, 2021. Beginning this month, the original 6.2% Social Security tax withholdings will be reinstated. Additionally, the deferred withholdings will be collected from the mid-month and end-of-month pay. If you have additional questions, visit dfas.mil/taxes/Social Security Deferral. President-elect Joe Biden is planning to nominate retired four-star Army General Lloyd Austin to be his defense secretary. If approved by both the Senate and a separate congressional waiver, he will be the first Black man to lead the Pentagon, said CBS News. He is a true and tested soldier and leader, Mr. Biden wrote. I've spent countless hours with him in the field and in the White House Situation Room. I've sought his advice, seen his command, and admired his calm and his character. He is the definition of a patriot. He rose through the Army's ranks during his distinguished and trailblazing career. Read the full story at cbsnews.com. Military Spouse JD Network is asking for responses to their 2021 Military Spouse Attorney Survey to collect comprehensive data on licensure and employment. This survey is aimed at military spouses or partners who are either law students or attorneys connected to all military branches. Visit our News 6 blog on armywifenetwork.com for a link to the survey. If you're still working on your New Year's resolutions, I have a tip for you. Science says that adding this one element to your to-do list will improve your success rate, and it's easy. Simply spend a few minutes writing down why a goal is important to you. Inc.com shared a study explaining how and why this technique works. It was recommended that you answer the following questions in writing. Why does a task seem intimidating, boring, or even difficult? Why does it matter to you? How will someone around benefit you from you achieving this goal? What will you learn? What will you gain? Simply considering the answers to these questions and writing them down is likely to help you achieve even your most difficult goals. Read more at Inc.com. And this week in history, the first college basketball game was played on January 18, 1896. The University of Iowa invited the University of Chicago to play an experimental game. Five players on each side took the court, and Chicago beat Iowa with a score of 15-12. Read more at americaslibrary.gov. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
It's true, listeners. No news is good news, except for when it's coming from our Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent. Thanks to Jolene for always keeping us in the need-to-know news loop. Listeners, let's take a quick commercial break. Then stay tuned for Sharita's interview with Susan Miller from Just Moved.
Need more information to engage, educate, encourage, and empower you in your military life journey? At ArmyWifeNetwork.com, you can find more than 2,000 blog posts about deployment, PCS, Army life, health, and more. You can also check out our most popular resource, Post with the Most. Aaron from Fort Riley says, I use AWN on a weekly basis to get the support my family and I need to thrive in this military life. Tap into all of our empowering resources at www.armywifenetwork.com.
Happy New Year and welcome to our first Army Wife Talk Radio interview segment of 2021. I'm Sharita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. Today, as we kick off our 16th year of podcasting, we are so blessed to chat with Susan Miller, founder and president of Just Moved and author of After the Boxes Are Unpacked. Having had a brother, father, and husband in the Air Force, Susan is well acquainted with military life and the challenges faced by military families. She knows what it means to be uprooted from one home and replanted in another time and time again. She brings a unique and hope-filled message to a community that is often uprooted by change and loss. Established in 1995, Just Move Ministry is a nonprofit global organization that offers spiritual and emotional resources for women who have moved or are facing other life transitions. Susan currently lives in Scottsdale, Arizona, and treasures her role as mother of two and grandmother of six. Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show, joining us once again. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio.
I am so excited to be here, Sharita, on your 16th year of podcasting.
Woo! What a 16. Treat. 16.
Let's kick off the year and see what we can do together, right?
I agree. So to kick us off, I would love for you to tell us a little bit more beyond the bio we just shared about yourself and your ministry, Just Moved.
Well, your listeners might love to know some really quirky personal things about me. I love to kickbox and I love to ride motorcycles. Although I'll never drive one, I love to ride one. And things that you would not think that I would be involved in like that. I love, those are fun things for me. And of course I work every day in our Just Moved ministry office and have a wonderful team like you do that enables me to do all that I do. So we're 25 years old. 2020 marked our 25th anniversary of reaching out and encouraging and bringing hope to women who PCS all around the world.
That's so cool. Quarter of a century. Happy belated birthday, Just Move Ministry. That is fabulous. And obviously you all have such a calling and you work so hard to fulfill that since you've been around for so long and impacting military spouses and others who have that transient lifestyle. So let's kind of jump in and talk a little bit more about that PCS experience. Susan, why do you think a PCS seems to be so much harder on women than it is on men?
You know, I love that question because the answer is so clear to a woman. A PCS is something a man does. He's thinking about the assignment. He's thinking about his mission. He's thinking about what's next. A PCS is something a woman feels. the emotions of it, the loss of community, the loss of friends at one duty station, not knowing what lies ahead at the other, knowing all that she has to do to settle in. It's a bottom line. A woman feels it, a man does it.
So with those feelings, what would you say are some of the biggest struggles that maybe a woman faces after that PCS?
The number one feeling, the number one emotion that a woman goes through, and I think this is across the board, military as well as outside the military world in moving, is loneliness. Loneliness is, you know, when you have that sense of community, and of course the community of the military spouse is so tight, so connected, and you lose that and you have to start all over again. And the loneliness that you might feel is a huge, huge feeling. And that is a huge struggle. And then just the fact that they have to start all over again. You know, how many times I've had a military friend contact me and said, this is my eighth move, my 10th move, and I have to do it all over again. And yes, I've got it down. Yes, I know the 1-2-3 routine, but it's still hard. Mm-hmm. So I think that's some of the big feelings and struggles a woman might feel.
I totally identify with that. Just thinking about PCSing, moving, you know, it's there. You know, there's the piece of it where it's an adventure and you're excited for what's next. But the other piece is like, I'm tired. Like sometimes you are just tired. Yeah. And it's like, I think for women, reestablishing those connections is, you know, it takes a lot more work than maybe the guys. I feel like for men particularly, it's, you know, it's more of that bromance. My husband can get along with tons of people just sitting in the garage drinking a beer. And me, I'm like, no, we have to have stuff in common. Like, are we in the same season of life? Mm-hmm. Do we have some similar beliefs? Are we going to be comfortable coming over to each other's house when the floor is gross and there's toys or crackers or whatever everywhere? So yeah, I can totally see where that would be a big struggle for a lot of gals dealing with those PCSs. And that can be kind of some heavy luggage to bear sometime. Considering those luggage tags, what would you say those luggage tags beyond loneliness are some of the things the woman wears after PCS, specifically what you talk about in your book?
Yeah, you know, anxiety is one, because you are anxious about what lies ahead. Will my kids fit in? Will I fit in? You know, will housing be all that, you know, I think it's going to be? What's the area like? What does, you know, what does the post or the base have to offer? All of those things. And of course, you can go online and research, but there's nothing like being there and living it. And I think not only anxiety, but fear of the unknown. You know, if you know that your soldier is going to be in harm's way, there's that innate fear that you might feel. And then just fear of the unknown of who will I turn to? And of course, again, procedures have a million things that you can turn to in the, you know, on post that can help you. But there's that connection of woman to woman conversation that has to be reestablished. So it's the fear of, will I make a friend? Will we be able to, you know, fold clothes together or clean up the floor? And depression is real. We won't deny that, especially with so many PCS moves. It is a huge thing that a woman needs to understand and realize that it is a reality. So those are some of the things. And then don't forget anger. You know, that's a feeling. And, you know, sometimes a woman is angry. Hey, we just got here. What do you mean we're doing another PCS or, yep. You know, and so those are real feelings. And let me just take a minute to say that your feelings are real. it's not the feelings, it's what you do with them that mm-hmm. matters. It's how you respond or react to those feelings. That's what's huge. Do you take it out on your kids? Do you take it out on your husband? How do you respond or react? So don't feel guilty, for those of you that are listening, if you feel angry or fearful or if you're grieving. It's what you do with that that's important.
Very, very good. Very wise advice. And I feel like we've talked about this a few times, whether it's on our blog or Facebook Lives or podcasts, giving yourself, I think military spouses, we're so hard on ourselves, saying we need to be like, we should be stronger. We should be this. We should adapt quickly, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, sometimes we need to unlabel our feelings instead of, you know, because the feelings inherently aren't necessarily good or bad. But Susan, you're right. It's what we do with those mm-hmm. and how we respond. Like, feeling angry isn't bad as long as we respond in an appropriate manner. And, you know, my husband's really good about coaching me on that. He's like, you can be frustrated, you can be angry, just don't take it out on me. And I'm like, I'm not. He's like, I don't know about that.
And that's the reality of life. That's the reality of marriage and learning one another and learning, you know, what turns him on and what ticks him off. I always mm-hmm. like to say, you know, what is, you know, you need to know your husband well and know those things about him.
Within that context of like feeling and the marriage component of PCS, how would you say a PCS can impact a marriage relationship? Maybe what are some of those issues that surface within your marital relationship as you're making that big transition moving around the globe?
Well, it can either bring you closer or drive you further apart. Mm-hmm. What I always say to my military wives are, you know, this PCS can either be a brick in the wall between you to make it higher, or it can be a bridge to mm-hmm. connect you. So think about, you know, what am I doing? How am I reacting? Or what is going on in our marriage? I mean, it's, let's face it, it's not all about us. It is about the two of you. Mm-hmm. You are an us in your marriage. It's not, when I say it's not all about us, I mean about me. It's not all about me. It's about the us in a marriage. And so, you know, that communication is key. Issues that can come up are that lack of communication, that withdrawal. A lot of times when I was hurt, or I felt like, oh, you know, Bill didn't understand, I would withdraw rather than lash out. And so that was building a wall rather than a bridge between us, as an example. And then that can create resentment and conflict. And so you really need to be in tune with him. You really need to know that, hey, you know what? This is a stressful assignment for him. I need to be a little more sensitive. Things like that, just as an example. But remember, you are an us. You're mm-hmm. not, it's not all about you. And yes, there are a million feelings and emotions that we feel as women. And yes, it's not always up to us to make it right. Believe me, that's why you're an us, but still you have a part in that. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Really, really important. I think when we get under stress and things like a PCS, it is very easy to kind of like self-isolate. Not only have we been tangibly, physically removed from maybe our community, but, you know, our battle buddy, our service member husband, you know, it would be easy to fall into the trap of, well, it's his job, so it's his fault. You know, like, start listening to those lies, which you do. They do drive us apart. It's like a wedge in between us. And I think being self-aware of the dynamic in your relationship, you know, thinking about, is one of you a pursuer and one of you a withdrawer? I think very rarely are you, you know, do you match with
right
coming together? You both pursue each. No, like it's usually opposite. So one's chasing and one's running.
Right.
No, that's so understanding that.
Yeah.
I think is important under stress.
It sure is. And, you know, if you have read Gary Chapman's Love Language, which so many have, if you haven't, I encourage you to read, to learn what your love language is, as well as what is my husband's love language. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm at the wrong target here. You know, I thought he loved, you know, to be affirmed, but no, he'd rather have physical touch. I mean, mm-hmm. things like, to learn, be a student of your,
yes.
of your. So that is huge.
Beyond learning about our service members and just being aware of that, kind of trying to come together, what are some other maybe tips that you have for us to navigate some of those pressures that come in a relationship, maybe to be more bridge-like and less brick-like, practically
yes,
speaking?
Yes. And that's always what I would recommend to ask yourself is, am I building a bridge or am I building a wall? Am I that brick that's going in the wall? And I think that a simple question sometimes at the right point, at the right time, a question like, I see you're under pressure. How can I help? Mm-hmm. I think that one sentence, how can I help, might begin to take down any defenses, because you are putting yourself out there. You know, how can I help? What can I do? And again, I've had women say, but it's not me, it's him. I could do a whole session with your husband, girls. This is you. We're just talking about you. But I think the question, how can I help? And who knows, it may be contagious. He may ask you that because he's heard you say that. I think the fact that you show that you care. A lot of times as women, we get so enmeshed in stuff and lists and what we have to do that we forget to show we care. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times our husbands they're sensitive. They too are hurt. They too are going through a hard time, but they don't know how to express it like we do. Mm-hmm. They don't get with the girls and say, hey, I can't take this today. They've got to be, you know, they've got to have it more together
yep.
than we can imagine. So I think the sensitivity of showing you care, you know, saying, how can I help, is huge to communicate that.
I think that gives the message to our husbands, our service members, that they're a priority, that they are seen yeah. and known. And we do want to support them, and being supportive of whatever us are going through it together, I think is a huge sign of respect. And what you mentioned, Susan, just like putting ourselves out there, reaching out a little bit in a gentle, respectful kind of way, mm-hmm. and like defuse,
mm-hmm.
defuse mm-hmm. some of the, maybe the frustrations or the pressure. Mm-hmm. Cause I mm-hmm. think our husbands especially feel a lot of pressure to be like, well, my wife isn't happy. How do I fix that? I can't fix it right now. But us reaching out to be like, hey, are you all right? Like, how can I support you? How can I help? Well, I've enjoyed our conversation so far so much, Susan. You are such a delight to chat with, and I can't wait to hear more after this quick commercial break. Listeners, if you'd like to connect with Just Moved, please visit Facebook and Instagram at Just Moved Ministry, spelled just like it sounds, or on Twitter at Just Susan Just Moved. You can also connect on their website at justmoved.org. And also, what would our New Year's show be kicking off as without some fabulous freebies? So it's giveaway time. Susan has so generously donated 3 copies of her book. All you have to do is leave a comment stating how many times you've PCS'd by posting your comment on this podcast over at Army Wife Talk Radio, So armywifenetwork.com or any of our social media posts sharing about this episode. Three winners will be randomly selected. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Listeners, we are back talking with Susan Miller, military spouse, author, and founder president of Just Moved. Let's keep this empowering conversation rolling, talking about all things PCS and military spouses. Susan, what would you say to those military spouses out there who maybe are struggling with a recent or an upcoming PCS transition?
I would say don't alienate yourself. Mm-hmm. It's real important when your mind is whirling to come down from that whirlwind of thoughts and planning and list and connect. Don't disconnect. If you know a PCS is ahead, get with a group of friends and talk it out. Talk out your fears. Talk out your struggles. Connect with those that have gone before you and maybe have done the same thing or been to the same duty station. It's important to not alienate yourself. And if you are new and here you are, you don't know anyone, join up and join in. Bottom line. And I say that for the kids too, but with you as a mom or as a woman, and you may work outside the home, you may, you know, working in the home is full time, but join up and join in. And I always say, hey, look for one of our studies at your, chapel, after the boxes are unpacked. Look, that's where you're going to meet other women who have just PCS'd. And that's where you can go through that study and be encouraged and have new hope. But join up and join in any number of things that the base or the post, I say base because I'm Air Force, but there's so many things you can, a mom's group, a MOPS group, some sort of a study or way that you can get involved and meet people. That's huge. Don't alienate. Yeah. If I may just quickly say, mm-hmm. I was at a military relation where women of the war. In fact, it was Minot Air Force Base, and that's very, very cold there. And they could not get out. This was some years ago, and they could not get out because of the weather. And I love to go and speak to military wives. I love that up close and personal connection. But I said, hey, get out, go to Walmart. Whatever, but just don't alienate yourself. And I understand how sometimes circumstances keep us from doing that, but that is huge. And if those women in that snow that comes up to their waist can get out, so can you. So just join up and join in.
Such a good line of, I guess, defense or offense even, to have that courage to reach out and get involved. And I think it goes back to your point earlier, Susan, about, not navigating through your feelings a little bit and not necessarily chalking all of it up as bad. But instead giving yourself permission to feel, I think it's in your book. It's been a minute since I read your book. But I think you specifically told me this one time, because we're also Facebook friends outside of, you know, our male spouse relationship world. But I think you were told me, and it was in your book, about the importance of grieving and lamenting the losses that you have in your previous duty station or within your friend circles or that transition. Because again, we're military spouses. We're like, okay, that chapter's closed. Let's move on. Well, sometimes we need closure. Sometimes we need to like process those feelings with a new or old group of people, not alienating ourselves, not parking ourselves there for too long. I remember you telling me that. Don't park for too long, but take a second, stop, pause, and be like, it's okay to grieve that loss, because our world, military spouse, America, whatever, we're like, all right, suck it up, buttercup, like move on, go. But sometimes we just need that second to like, I'm sad, I miss it, and that's okay.
It is okay. And that is another huge thing if you are struggling. My first response always is get connected and build community. But at the same time, how wonderful that you remember that in my book. Grieving is a huge emotion, and you need to grieve to have closure. You know, you need to say the goodbyes. You need to, you know, hug a friend. You need to have closure, and you need to grieve. It's okay as long as you don't get stuck. Mm-hmm. You're right on, Sharita.
I'm excited my mom brain remembered that, because it's been 4 or 5 years or more since I've read that. So something stuck. Good job, Susan.
Yeah.
Important good words. You mentioned it briefly just a second ago about, you know, getting out, getting connected when it comes to like kids and, you know, our military kids, our children, our teens. And, you know, those transitions can be especially hard on our male kids. So would you share some of the issues maybe they face while they're moving, and maybe what parents can do to make the transition a little bit easier for those kiddos?
Absolutely, because sometimes as moms, we get so caught up in ourselves and in the move and the task of it that we, and I'm speaking for myself, I truly, you know, my kids were down the list. I didn't realize that they're not mature adults. They don't have the same coping skills as we do. It's important to remember that they're leaving a friend group at school or in the community or wherever they've built those friends. They're leaving their friends behind. And that is very, very hard, especially with teenagers, because they resent it, because they'll act out, because they're trying to pull away from mom or dad and, you know, establish their own independence, and then all of a sudden they're taken out of their friend group. You know, when kids, small kids, leave everything that is familiar to go to what is unfamiliar, that's huge for them. So, you know, those are some of the big issues that they face that are much like what we face. It's just they don't have the same coping skills. We have to take a breath and breathe in our kids and stop and say, okay, you know, we need to talk. We need to, you know, be a family unit on this. And that is, you know, that's huge to be able to stop. And I remember one time when we were PCSing and my daughter kept pulling at my skirt, mama, 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 to talk to me. And she was so upset about moving. And I was so busy. I said, we'll talk later, you know, go play. That was so wrong. I needed to stop, sit down, get on eye level, and say, you know, talk to me, tell me, you know, how you feel. And with teenagers, I'd always say, let's go to lunch, because when you're feeding a teenager, you can have undivided attention. So, yes, but they are definitely facing issues. They're fearful of school and you know, what's it going to be like? And fearful. I had a teenager say to me, I walked into the cafeteria where there were 500 other kids and I didn't know anyone. Mm. And that is overwhelming for a teenager or a
anybody
child.
Yeah, even us.
Anybody. Like,
I
even
wouldn't
us.
Do that. I wouldn't want to walk into a room with 500 people and be like, hey, welcome to your new life.
Yeah,
figure it
right.
out.
Totally.
That would be hard. That would be really intense.
So they definitely have issues also, and they definitely face a lot of things they don't even know how to mm-hmm. express when you PCS.
I think being able to have those conversations or just that openness to maybe change the dialogue a little, because I think it's really easy, especially I don't have teens yet. It's coming someday. You know, my kids will be there eventually. But I can see how it could quickly become an us versus them situation. But one thing I think is so important that you mentioned is kind of changing it into a team mentality. Like, hey, we're all in this together. Like, we're all hurting or transitioning or trying to figure stuff out. And yes, it's on different levels and different maturities and different issues, because I think it's important to remember to be empathetic and remember back. Like, I remember when I was a teenager, everything seemed to be life or death, like huge. You know, now it's a little more mellow, but when I was a teen, everything was such a big deal. And so remembering that, tapping into it, being able to give grace to our kids. And again, what you said, take them out to lunch, have these conversations. Yeah. Like, I see you, it's hard.
Yeah.
We'll get through this. How can I help?
Right. And, you know, some of the feelings that a teenager, junior high, even elementary will feel is, will I fit in?
Mm.
Will I fit in? You know, that's huge, because that's an age and stage of life where fitting in and being accepted is huge. And that not being accepted, finding your little group, is that's very important for a kid.
Well, Susan, I have to say, you know, our family, we don't have a PCS on the horizon too soon, as far as we know. Of course, it's the Army, so anything could change. But our conversation just is so encouraging to me. And it always, you have such great wisdom. And I'm so thankful that you've answered the call to share that and empower other military spouses, because PCSing, of course, is one of the biggest things that we'll have to navigate. And I just appreciate your expertise and hope that all of our listeners will follow up with you. Would love for you to share how they can go learn more about your empowering book of After the Boxes Are Unpacked, and also with your ministry, Just Moved.
I would suggest to go to justmoved.org. It's one word, just like it sounds, Just Moved. And you will find not only all kind of resources and encouragement and hope, but my blogs are on there. My podcast, you can find my podcast anywhere you get podcasts, Hope for the Uprooted. And in fact, I just did a blog that's been put up on the website. But also, the biggest thing is we offer our studies at no cost to a military installation. Gather a group of women together, go through your chapel. We are a faith-based ministry. And, you know, we offer it at no cost. You get the videos of my teaching. You gather a group of women who are newly PCS'd, and you work through it. You work through life. You understand what all of this means and how to face it and how to handle it. And so, gosh, don't miss the moment of finding out more at justmove.org about our studies, how you can offer them in person or online. It's just huge. And of course, Facebook me. I'd love to, you know, talk to you, message me. I'll pray for you. It's just everything is accessible through our Just Moved webpage, as well as, you know, you can get our weekly words of encouragement at no cost, sign up for our Bloom newsletter publication at no cost, and join the Just Move community at no cost, our Facebook Just Move community. So we have resources for a woman who is on the move, shall we say. And oh, can I say that as soon as we can all get back together, I'd love to come and speak wherever you are to yes. encourage you and hug you and look you in the eye and wave my pom-poms and give you a pom-pom. So many of you listening have a pom-pom that I've given you. So I can't wait to get back out yes. there.
I can't wait for you to get back out here, too. It's all I can do not to just be like, hey, I don't even have a group. Just come to my house, Susan. Just let's move in. That's what I need right now. Oh, so good. Well, Susan, it's a new year. And so with the new year come a lot of changes when it comes to military life, Army Wife Talk Radio. But one thing that we just love and we're keeping consistent for the 16th season of podcasting is asking all of our guests what empowerment means to them. So could you complete the following sentence? Empowerment is
equipping and enabling others to be or to do more than they can imagine. And that empowerment is equipping and enabling by encouraging or bringing hope to another woman. You can do it. If you're listening out there and you feel pretty defeated and the year started and you don't know where to begin, you can do this. And I'm waving my pom-poms, cheering you on.
If empowerment could be a pom-pom, I think it would be that statement. Absolutely, Susan. It's so good, so encouraging. I just thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule as we kick off this new year to come onto our show. As I mentioned, I always enjoy our time together and just want to say congratulations on now kicking off your 26th year of empowering and encouraging military spouses through these big life transitions. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Sherita. God bless you.
Again, listeners, don't forget to enter the giveaway by commenting with how many times you've moved on this podcast on armywifenetwork.com or on any social media post related to this broadcast. Now, let's pop back to our encouraging and empowering hosts over in the studio.
Thanks to Susan Miller for sharing such empowering resources with us this week. Again, if you'd like to connect with Susan, you can find her on Facebook and Instagram at Just Moved Ministry and on Twitter at Susan Just Moved. You can also check out the website justmoved.org. This was a really, really cool podcast. I really liked listening to it. PCS is, I mean, that season is so crazy. It can be so stressful. And the way yes. that kind of breaks it down and shares little tips and tricks on how to stay connected to your spouse and yes. Listening to your spouse, finding out their love language so that you can deal with that in a
crucial,
healthy way. I really appreciated that.
I love how she spoke about the emotions of a PCS mm-hmm. rather than just the, you know, the strict lists of what you have to do. And she really went into it and said, you need to really allow yourself that time to grieve because mm-hmm. yeah, you are moving on from, you know, a life that you had been living for a couple of years. And so it's really a really good listen, good interview.
Yes, for sure.
Well, folks, as they say in the military, we are nearing the end X or the end of exercise point in the programming. As your RTB return to base, we invite you to join us every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for our weekly Facebook Live Milspouse Empowerment Moment. Also, be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss our next full-length episode when Sherita interviews Evie King from Independent Wellness Summit. It's going to be another empowering show.
Also, if you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, let's chat. Please email empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, at armywifenetwork.com.
finally, if you want to connect with Army Wife Network beyond the podcast, subscribe to our semi-monthly newsletter, The SITREP. That's Situation Report for anyone new to our new Mill Spouse neighborhood. We showcase our top blog posts, upcoming Army Wife Talk Radio information, exclusive printables and giveaways, sponsor information, and so much more. Just go to armywifenetwork.com and enter your email in the right sidebar under The SITREP.
Listeners, it is a true honor to be part of your Mill Spouse squad. We're here to cover down for you no matter what military life might be throwing your way. We thank you for your continued support and interaction. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.